everybody. It's Friday night, so why are we doing a podcast? Well, it's because we've got breaking news to discuss. This morning, Sale confirmed one of rugby's worst-kept secrets, that Alex Sanderson, former Sale captain and previously Saracens forwards and defence coach, would be returning to the helm of the club as the Sharks' new director of rugby. My name is Lewis. Welcome back inside the Shark Tank. And I'm joined by two co-hosts who I think will be very pleased this evening, Alex and James. Alex, how's your Friday been?
Exceedingly positive, because the more I thought about this, the more excited I've got about it. And, you know, to the point where I probably now think we're going to win the league. But yeah, it's very exciting, isn't it? I think to have someone that we were, as a Sale fan, you're not very used to kind of being linked with a really big name and then it actually going through. So yeah, just very, very excited about what's going to happen in over the next few weeks and the next few years, hopefully. How about you?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right in that it is exciting. And I think that's encapsulated by the fact that there's not been a single negative response to this news today. The overwhelming sense is one of positivity, you know, and optimism. And I think it helps that we've all had a bit of time to get to grips with the idea that it might be Sanderson. But overall, it feels like a very, very positive step in the right direction for the club. James, how are you doing this Friday?
Brilliant, mate. The axe is back. No, it's really good news, isn't it? It's a really good news story. And for once, like, Sale are getting a lot of media attention, and it's not because, you know, we've called a journalist out for a fight or, you know, done something else that we shouldn't have done or had a COVID outbreak or whatever. Like, it's actually, like, genuinely a good news story, and it's, like, hopefully part of a upwards arc of the club.
Right, so let's do a quick kind of read and react to the news. Obviously, like we said, it's been a bit of an open secret for the last couple of weeks. You know, it was common knowledge that Sanderson was the target for Sale. You know, we discussed it at length on our bonus podcast on the Patreon last week. And James, you know, you're someone who's very close to Saracens as a club. Now that it's been confirmed, Alex Sanderson, the next director of rugby, what was your kind of initial reaction to that news?
Well, it wasn't one of surprise, but definitely one of excitement. I mean, it really genuinely is exciting. And, you know, I think we've got to remember that this is a man who has had huge success at Saracens and is enormously well-respected. You only have to see all these people who are coming out, like Jacques Berger and Brad Barrett and Brendan Venter. You know, he is clearly a top individual. And he wouldn't have been captain of Sale at such a young age unless he had just like outrageous leadership potential. And you can see it in everything that he does. So you just feel that this is a man who's just, you know, he's just going to take us to greatness. But we do just have to temper it a little bit and just give him a little bit of space, because he's coming into a club where there's, and we'll talk about this, but there's already a team set up and it's already a club in somebody else's image. He's not like bringing a whole coaching staff with him or anything like that and putting his stamp on it straight away. So, you know, he's going to be evolution and slowly observing and watching and integrating himself in back into the club before he's making any sort of big scale decisions. So I don't think we're going to be seeing sort of overnight changes. And then the other thing is, you know, we need to give him some space because he's not done a top job before. Yeah. I mean, all of us in our professional careers want to get promoted, but you're never 100% sure that you're going to be brilliant at the job above you. And eventually, most people are promoted to their level of incompetence. Now, with Alex Sanderson, I think we can be very confident that he's going to be a very competent DOR. But in any case, you know, he's going to be learning on the job, moving to a new club. He's been at Saracens for such a long time. It is going to take some adjustment for him.
Alex, I mean, you know, what was your reaction then to the Sanderson news? I imagine it's very similar to what James has espoused there.
Yeah, definitely. I think James makes a very good point that kind of when we all settle down and stop getting excited about the romanticism of it and the potential of it, you know, there is going to be a bit of a transition period here. And And I think, you know, we said this in our DOR preview pod, which is now available on Patreon for anyone who wants to indulge in that. But, you know, he is definitely the kind of candidate that we all picked out, wasn't he? And the one that certainly had the most about him, because he's got that blend of kind of experience, but also something a bit new, something a bit fresh. And James tweeted this on from our account before, but, you know, that kind of there is an element of the romantic about it, and the story of where he's come from, and, you know, he's gone down to Saracens and been a huge success. And to come back now, it sort of feels like the timing is almost perfect. So I think, you know, the potential of it is the massively exciting bit. And then the other point of it is, I think the media coverage is insane. Like, I've never seen this much positive news relating to Sale. You know, people are saying, well done, Sale, you've done a really good job. You know, it's just very, it's encouraging, because it kind of backs up everything we said about how if Sanderson came, it was going to be a bit of not only a rugby coup, but a media coup and a kind of off-field success as well as an on-field one. So just, you know, there's so much kind of potential in it that I think you have to be really looking forward to where it goes. And, you know, he comes in with 2 weeks off. It's, again, it sort of speaks to that. The timing really is up there with, you know, if you could have picked a perfect time to do it, there's no perfect time to bring someone new in. But this isn't far off for me, I think.
And I think the other thing that I guess neither of you kind of touched upon, but is definitely worth mentioning, is the fact that there is a bit of a continuation of a theme that the ownership and the current club is really trying to push, which is this kind of it matters beyond Sale, and it's about North West Rugby. And we did the bonus pod last week. We talked about some of the candidates who were available, and Sanderson is certainly up there in terms of coaching acumen and you know his accomplishments, absolutely. But what made him really stand out compared to the others is the fact that he has a very direct connection to Sale, obviously a former player and a former captain, and he's from the Northwest. And actually, I kind of think, how would I have reacted to this news, or how would Sale fans have reacted to the news today if it had been someone like Razzie Erasmus, who is, you know, arguably the best coach in the world? You know, obviously there'd be the same excitement, there'd be the same sort of you know, appreciation, you know, for what the club has managed to do in finding a replacement for Steve Diamond. But there isn't that kind of emotional connection and the kind of back to the roots sort of element to it, which I think is a massive part of why the fan base is so excited and why the media coverage is so positive as well, because there's a nice, neat narrative there of Sanderson, you know, playing for the club. You know, he presumably supported as a boy, you know, moving to Saracens, cutting his teeth there, winning everything and coming back in the top job to Sale. So I just think, you know, in terms of an on-field success, I think it's a fantastic decision. And on an off-field element to it as well, the fact that he's kind of coming back to helm the club of where he's from, I think is a massive reason why everybody feels so excited about the appointment that was made today. James, you know, one of the things we have to kind of discuss, though, is the fact that, you know, Sanderson is joining the club now, immediately, mid-season, which means that there's probably not going to be much chance to bring anyone else with him from Saracens or elsewhere. You know, what were your sort of thoughts on the news that kind of came out today, that it looks like it's going to be the same coaching setup at least until the end of the season, but with Alex Sanderson as the director of rugby?
Yeah, and I think that's what they're going to do. I mean, look, we are halfway through a season. I think to do a larger change now would put at risk, you know, writing this season off, frankly. But also, you know, as a new director of rugby, and it's the same, you go into a new job, right, as managing a team or something, you know, you don't really want to change it straight away, because you can't make an intelligent decision about what needs to be changed. I mean, he's going to have to come in, he's going to have to observe, he's going to have to, you know, build relationships, see, you know, who he has a natural rapport with, who he doesn't, you know, who's effective, who's less effective. and then he can make some decisions around change. But I think that his brief really is the club generally is on the right kind of track, right? You know, we're not miles off, are we? I mean, we would have finished in the top four last year if it wasn't for COVID. And the trajectory has been upwards in the last sort of 2 to 3 years. So we're not talking about revolution. It's only going to be evolution. But you, even that, decisions around that evolution, things can be sensitive. You want to do it in an intelligent way. So I think he'll come in. He'll make some changes, maybe in terms of direct coaching. You know, don't forget, this is a guy who's quite hands-on with his coaching. So I don't think he's going to be a hands-off director of rugby. I think he'll make some improvements, especially around our forward pack. You know, our defence is excellent, but there might be some tweaks there as well. And then maybe in the summer, there might be some additional changes. Who knows what's going to happen? But it looks like Paul Deakin will remain as acting head coach. He hasn't been confirmed as head coach, maybe acting head coach to the end of the season. And Alex Sanderson will be empowered to make the permanent decisions around that. I mean, you mentioned as well around people coming with him from Saracens. It's not going to be Joe Shaw, where there was some people who felt amongst our followers that Joe Shaw, of course, ex-Sale, would also follow Alex Sanderson home and maybe take up a role as a tack coach. He's actually just been appointed head coach at Saracens now. Mark McCall's had to do a bit of a rejig with Alex Sanderson having gone, and he's promoted people from within. And I think that's very much the ethos that has worked for Saracens, and our owners want us to have at Sale as well. And I think Alex Sanderson will buy into that. I think where he can keep the existing structure in place, where he thinks that, you know, there's good performance and effective performance, and where he can promote from within, you know, so young coaches that are coming through, you know, maybe Neil Briggs, you know, someone like that that he might have known from when he was last here, you know, might be in a good position to be able to advance through the club as a coach.
So you've hit on a really interesting point there about Sanderson being quite hands-on. And Alex, I wanted to ask you, we know Sanderson's acumen as a forwards and defence coach. You know, we know a lot about him actually as how, you know, in terms of how he manages a team and the role that he plays, you know, on and off the pitch. Do you foresee any sort of significant changes coming to the Sale coaching setup as it's currently been built because of that arrival of Axe?
To be honest, no, I don't think so, because I think, you know, what we kind of gain in Alex Sanderson plugs a lot of the holes that were left by Dimes, and it's going to be an interesting one, because obviously people tend to like to bring in their own kind of their own people. But for Alex Sanderson, this isn't like hiring a Di Young or a Jim Mallinder, where there are people they've worked with before. You know, this is the first time he's done the role as well. And I think, you know, you'll certainly see, I would expect to see slow change, if any. But we've got a pretty successful coaching structure as it is. And I think, you know, it's a risk to change that. At this stage, you know, you've got Mike Forshaw, who's one of the best defensive coaches in the country. You know, this allows Deakin that kind of room to maybe expand his role somewhat, but you know, within kind of the protection of not being the public figure of the club. So you know, there may be changes, but I don't anticipate them being this season. Certainly, you know, and I think there may be a slow kind of influx over the next few years. But I think we've got a pretty solid coaching setup. You know, I think the one area that maybe we will see some change is kind of the older guard, and particularly Dorian West and Pete Anglesey, may sort of be moved on. I think what we kind of expect with Sanderson is those fresh ideas, and you know, he will want to be... he's obviously the forwards coach at Saris. So, you know, Dorian West, what does his role look like? And similarly, Pete Anglesey kind of bringing through that youth element. It'll be interesting to see how that's dealt with. And I think we can expect to see change there in the first instance. But I certainly think kind of the structure we've got is a pretty successful one. So it'd definitely be a risk to change it, I think, wouldn't it?
It does feel that way. As James said, it feels it's a nice sort of replacement for Dimes, someone who's, you know, he's young, he'll bring some new blood to the club, he'll bring some new ideas, but he does kind of still tick a lot of the boxes that we had in a director of rugby. And James, one of the things, because we're kind of getting towards speculation now, but we obviously don't know kind of what type of DOR Sanderson's going to be. But in that same vein about changes that could happen in the coaching staff, do you think there's going to be any significant knock on our playing squad because of Sanderson and the players that he likes to coach and likes to bring in, given that actually as a director of rugby, presumably he's now going to be responsible for recruitment rather than just on field matters?
That's right. We know that Dorian West has been looking after recruitment since Dimes left. Not brilliant timing, really, because this is the time of year, obviously, 1st of January, new contracts come up for renewal. We can speak to new players. But it's just in time, I think, to have a bit of an impact. I mean, we have most of our players under contract for at least one or two more years. For listeners, Lewis has done a really good job. And if you're on Patreon, you can go on there and have a look to see the length of the contracts of our existing squad. We've got nearly the whole squad on there, and you can see. So I don't think there's going to be a massive amount of movement in the next 12 months anyway. So again, he can come in, observe people training, observe how they're coping with pressure on the day playing. And I do think that there might be some changes, you know, but it won't be, shipping everybody out, because again, we're on the right track in a few tweaks. We're in the top four already, so a few tweaks and we're genuinely title contenders. But he will look to bring in, you know, people who he might know, or people he's observed as a coach or analysed as a coach from opposition teams. So I'm sure he'll have his own view on that, but certainly he'll want to take control of that recruitment, you know, pretty early on. Alex mentioned it, but I do think that we know that sort of on the technical skills side, we have been quite weak, you know, knocking balls on in contact, things like that for some time. And I wonder if, you know, really for Paul Deacon to really focus on the broader view of attack, but also try and step up into this head coach role, which, you know, we all hope he can do, then there's potentially a role for a skills coach. Now, do we promote someone from within? Or do we say, well, actually, that's an area of our game that we've been weak in for quite a few seasons and we should bring somebody in from outside? If that's the case, then that's an opportunity for him to bring somebody in who he knows and knows will add value quite quickly. And I've mentioned it on Twitter, but I do think that Richard Wigglesworth will end up at Sale at the end of the season as skills coach. You know, obviously he moved down there when Sanderson first moved into his defence coach role in sort of 2008, 2009. You know, Wiggy was moving down from Sale, and they worked together as coach player, you know, for well over a decade, and they'll know each other inside out. And if you look at the way Saracens have played, they play around nine. Yeah, everyone talks about Owen Farrell. Yeah, he kicks his goals. He makes really good decisions on the pitch. He's clearly a world-class fly half. But the Saracens game is based all around nine. Yeah, it's almost like a French side, really. It's the Petit Général. And so you can bet your bottom dollar that the relationship between Sanderson and Wiggy is like as close as you can get. And I think that, you know, we might, again, speculation, but I wouldn't be surprised that after a season playing at the Tigers, Wiggy will end up as a coach at Sale in the summer.
The other point on that I just wanted to pick up from what James said, in terms of our playing squad, I think this is where the South African influx that we are so often debating will actually be a positive, because, you know, someone made a very good point on Twitter, and I can't remember who, so apologies if it's anyone that follows us. But, you know, he is used to communicating with South African players and he knows how to work with them, having done it at Saris. And that model they adopted of kind of that South African talent to then bring through your young English talent is basically exactly what we have done, either intentionally or unintentionally. So I think that's going to be an interesting kind of dynamic as to how he manages those players. And we might see some improved performances from them. I mean, I think our South African contingent generally have been very strong, but I just think it'll be interesting to see where he can take them. And then the other point around playing off nine is also a really good one. And it, I guess, you know, in terms of player recruitment, maybe that's one area where, you know, with Will Cliff kind of probably coming towards the end of his career, and then our next nines being kind of very, very young as a general rule, or not very exposed, I just wonder whether we'll see that becoming a target for next summer, potentially, as a bit of wild speculation.
I think it's very illuminating that Brendan Venter, who obviously was kind of the head figure at the Saracens when they kind of first started to hit the big time with consistency, that was basically something he said, you know, quite eloquently a couple of days ago, which is, you know, Sanderson will come in and he'll mesh with a lot of the Sale contingent because so many of them are South African. And as we've made a point of many a time, the way that we are accelerating our ability to compete at the top level is following a bit of a Saracens model, you know, utilize market inefficiencies to sign good quality players at cheap prices, which are South African because of the way the sort of rugby economics works. You know, Sanderson was able to get the best out of them, and you have to assume he'll be able to do the same for Sale, which is, you know why it, on paper he was such a natural fit. That's 21 and a bit minutes, sort of very, very positive. Alex, do you have any reservations about the decision to go for Alex Sanderson as director of rugby versus some of the other potential candidates?
I know this is the wrong answer, but no, I genuinely don't. And maybe I'm just in the honeymoon period. I think there are certainly things that you could have reservations about. His experience as a DOR, clearly. You know, the kind of makeup of Sale and the fact that it's mid-season, the expectation, the weight of expectation on him. But I don't, you know, I think you'd have to be a very typical Sale fan with pessimism running through your veins. The sort of Sale fan bred in the kind of either the 90s or the mid-2010s when we were really rubbish, which to an extent I am. To kind of have that as a serious concern. But no, genuinely, it's maybe the fact that it's new and it's exciting and we're not yet able to kind of have gripes. But I think all of the areas where you would have reservations is also a massive opportunity. And there's kind of, I suppose, you look at it either way, but it's very much glass half full in all those areas for me.
All right. Well, I mean, same question to you, James, as someone who's followed Saracens quite closely. You know, are there any reservations we should consider around hiring Sando as the DOR?
Well, it's unproven, so you just don't know. But the potential is clearly there. Like at Saracens, it seems to be always a massive team effort. But clearly, you know, he's worked under Venter and then McCall. You know, two people who have been excellent directors of rugby in terms of that visionary aspect about where the club can go. And they've had really good relationships with the owners. So, you know, the watch outs, they're not like things that I don't think he'll be good at. But I think that the watch outs are, you know, how does he build a relationship with an established, long established coaching unit? How does he build a relationship with the owners? Now, both of those things could go wrong. And that might hamper the club and this upward arc. I think he has got really good emotional intelligence. And I think he's got really good people skills. But I think he's direct enough. So, you know, in terms of that diamond mold. But I think he's a bit more nuanced. And I think that he will be able to navigate it. But making those decisions about when and what to change, that will be difficult, and he'll have to make sure to get that right. So we shouldn't just assume, oh, we throw Alex Sanderson and everything's fine. Like, it's like getting a new boss at work to run, you know, doesn't always go brilliantly, does it? You know, and you might have had somebody apply for a job, the job internally, and didn't get it. So we might have that issue with Paul Deakin. Maybe he wanted the DOR job and now it's just been rejected. How's he going to react to it? Is he happy just aiming at being head coach? So there's lots of different elements to this that we're just not going to know. But I think he's got all, from what I've seen and what I've known of him, and you just have to read all this stuff that people are coming out with. I think he's got all of the tools to be able to navigate this well. But, and I say it again, he's not going to come in and next week we're going to be scoring 5 tries a week, right? Just isn't going to happen like that. I hope that this is an appointment, like another diamond appointment, where Sanderson's going to be around for a decade and this will be now the Sanderson era. And as Alex said, and I've mentioned it on Twitter, I do think there's a wonderful poetry about it all, really. You know, Sanderson played with Diamond when he first broke through into the first team at Sale, and then, of course, he was coached by him. And probably Diamond was instrumental in making him captain. Then he took him with him to Saracens. Not many people know that. You know, Diamond brought Sanderson to Saracens. And then when he did his back in, gave him his first coaching role. Then Diamond, via Russia, came home to save Sale. And we've talked about that a million times. Not to go around it again. But saved us literally from relegation and saved us again by finding new ownership. And now Sanderson comes home and I really do hope that he can take us to becoming champions. And I think that would just be, you know, what a wonderful story. And we'd be very lucky as Sale fans to have two directors in a rugby in a row like that who are so close to the club. So I'm full of hope and optimism, but I do think we also need some patience as well.
I think that's a very good place to wrap up the discussion on Alex Sanderson. So actually, there is a little bit more coaching news that's worth mentioning. Eagle-eyed Twitter users will have noticed at the end of last week a tweet sent out by Fylde Rugby, which announced that their head coach, Warren Spragg, has been appointed as the Sharks' full-time first 15 squad kicking coach. So he's the kicking coach, replacing John Collard, who's held the role for a couple of years and has actually had a quite an instrumental role in the development of our backs play. Alex, I'll go to you first. Obviously, you know, again, kind of what was your initial reaction to this? Because it wasn't something widely published by the club. You know, Collard at different times was a kicking consultant and then moved into into sort of a part-time coaching role as the official club's as the club's official kicking coach. You know, and it seems like this decision's been made, you know, in the last couple of weeks, and Spragg's kind of come in and got stuck in. It's obviously a niche position, but I mean, kind of what was your reaction to it, and you know, what impact do you think this is going to have on Sale for the rest of the year?
I think it's just good to, again, kind of be able to see that progression from kind of our, I don't want to say feeder clubs because that's probably not the right word, but associated clubs, somewhere like Fylde, who we've obviously got a pretty strong link with. It's good to see that we can bring that through to our first team and to our squad. You know, and I think that community part of it and being engaged with the Northwest and being the representation of professional rugby union in the Northwest, kind of it shows that there is that path to kind of make it into the professional games from a coaching perspective as well as playing perspective. So no, I think it's really positive, good to see. You know, I think how much impact does it have, we don't know. I think, you know, our place kicking is, as a general rule, decent this season. AJ's certainly been on fire recently. Our in-game kicking, I think, could certainly use a bit of work. So it'll be interesting to see whether that improves and how he kind of links in with Deacon around the attacking structure. But yeah, just I think for me, good to see that kind of Northwest coaching progression route. And hopefully we can start developing these coaches in the way that Sarri's have. I mean, not to bring this back to Sanderson, but you know, you look at what Sarri's been able to do in terms of producing coaches, and I think that's another element of us as a club that we probably want to be able to replicate and bring these players through when they end their careers at the club, take them into that coaching role and then develop them. So hopefully it kind of speaks to that. I know it's slightly different, but yeah.
Well, I'll bring it straight to Sanderson if you won't. And that is, I do wonder whether there is a Sanderson hand in this. And you might not believe me, but I think there could be, and that is that they would have known each other at Sale Sharks. Sprague came through the academy at Sale, played a couple of times, I think, for the club in sort of, you know, the early noughties. So that was around the time that Sanderson was obviously captain of the club. So, you know, they would have been training together of all the time. And then the other link is that they both came from Kirkham Grammar School, you know, a couple of years apart. So they might have known each other from there as well. So they would have definitely known each other. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, 2 weeks, 2 weeks before we've announced Sanderson, talks all would have been well down the line by then. This has clearly been at least acknowledged and nodded through, I think, by Alex Sanderson. So I think we can say, actually, there's probably not that much odd about this. And this is definitely in the keeping of what he'll want to do, because he came through the system at Saracens. You have a look at what McCall's just done down there now that Sanderson's gone, all promotions from within. He'll want to do the same at Sale. So I think it's a great, good news story. And I know the club have invested a lot in local coaches as well. And bringing them into the sort of the broader academy coaching setups and helping bring youngsters through. So I think it's a really good news story.
Absolutely. I think we spoke a little bit over the last couple of weeks about how important it is to have those northwest roots of the club really kind of flourish and make it feel like this is a club not just for Sale, but for the region as a whole. And the last two coaching appointments made, Alex Sanderson and Warren Sprague, speak to that quite significantly. And I think you're right, James, in that there's probably more than a hint of Alex Sanderson's influence in the Sprague hiring, even if Sprague was already quite readily involved with Sale beforehand. So that's our emergency pod done. Just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has been engaging with us on Twitter as per. Obviously, great couple of days with so much excitement around the fan base in terms of the imminent DOR news. I want to say a massive thank you as well to everyone who has signed up for our Patreon, where we've released a couple of assets and that aforementioned bonus podcast. Thanks for everyone who signed up, and thanks as well to everyone who said such nice things about that bonus podcast. It was a really fun one to record. If you're not aware, we basically looked at the six main DOR candidates for the job at Sale. Alex Sanderson, as you can imagine, featured very prominently in them, and we went at great lengths to discuss him and his candidacy, and it looks like we did that in good time, so there was a good week before the news got announced. And obviously, if you haven't signed up yet and want to listen to that podcast, there's plenty of links on our Twitter page as well. So massive thank you to everyone who's been sort of talking to us over the last couple of weeks. Thanks to everyone who signed up for the Patreon. Thank you to Alex and James for joining me on a Friday night, something a bit different for the podcast. And that's everything from my side. Alex, you know, any sort of parting thoughts on Alex Sanderson or the club at large?
We're going to win the league.
And James, you share that view?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're not just the league. We're going to do the double, aren't we? Probably the treble, let's be honest.
Absolutely. OBEs all round.